Welcome to Voice of DeKalb Podcast. Your voice, your stories, your DeKalb. And here's your host, Marla Jones.
Hey, y'all, and welcome to Voice of DeKalb, brought to you by Bobby Ledbetter, Twin City Used Cars in Gadsden, Fort Payne Footworks and Little River Hat Company, Jones Farm Supply, and Jones Elite Feed. Thank you so much for sharing all the love and watching our Friday free-for-all that we just recorded with Marshall Stiefel. We enjoy that so much. You know, when Marshall and I get together, it is totally unscripted, totally unedited. We just have a good time. And we're looking forward to Marshall coming back and doing some more Friday free-for-alls with us because he does bring the fun to our podcast for sure. Now, I wish I could wait and talk about this with Marshall on Friday because you know he would have an opinion on this. But it's so pressing, I need to go ahead and talk about it a little bit. We all know that President Biden has withdrew from the race. And he is throwing his support to Kamala Harris, his vice president. Now, nothing is set in stone yet because the Democratic convention will not be held until August in Chicago. So that will be when officially the Democratic president will be named and voted upon by the delegates. But that is some breaking news in county, and I cannot wait to talk this with Marshall. And I know y'all will all get a kick on his response for sure. So we will be getting with him on Friday about that. Speaking of Friday, WQSB 105.1 Media Days will be this Friday at 10 a.m. at the Tom Bevel Center in Rainsville. Now, Voice of DeKalb will be covering all of that live for you on Voice of DeKalb Facebook page. So there will be coaches and players from every school in DeKalb County and in Jackson County. So we will be covering that for you. I know it's getting close to school starting and the summer being over, and you're probably thinking, what can I do with these children? I know they're getting tired of laying out by the pool. They want to do something fun. So carry them to the Henniger City Park on Saturday, beginning at 3 o'clock with Touch a Truck. They'll have fire trucks. They'll have all kind of trucks there that you can check out, your kids can check out. Then the Back to School Bash will start in the park at 6 o'clock. There'll be limited free backpacks. Be sure to check that out for all your school supplies. And the Henniger City Council and the town of Henniger, they're doing Movie in the Park. Starting at 8 o'clock, an elemental will be playing, so bring your lawn chairs, your blankets, and just enjoy a free movie in the park. It should be fun. Also, if you don't want to go, if you don't want to watch some movies, check out Valley Head. They're going to be hot rods in the valley starting at 4 o'clock Saturday night. All around the town square, you'll see old antique cars. There'll be food and fun and entertainment, so check that out on Saturday. Speaking of things that your kids might want to do in the last few days of their summer break, Hollywood 10 Cinemas in Scottsboro, they have a great movie lineup. They're playing some old movies throughout the time. They have matinees and they have all of the newer movies as well. Reclining seats, it's very nice. I was there yesterday, watched the new Twister. I loved it. I was on the edge of my seat, which I was a big Twister fan when the first one came out. This was very good, kept you really attentive. And as far as I can remember, I was trying to think when I walked out of there, I don't think there was a curse word or any inappropriate scene throughout the movie. It was just a good, good movie. That's one of the best ones, I think, that has came out this summer. There's a lot, like I said, so check out Hollywood 10 Cinemas, and you can even reserve your seats online. You won't have to hurry and get there and try to get a good seat in the back. You can do that on their online feature on their app, so be sure to download that. Y'all, I hope y'all have a wonderful week and happy Monday. I'll be back on Wednesday to sort of update you on what is going on in DeKalb County. And if there's an event that you would like me to cover, be sure to shoot me an email at marla@voiceofdekalb.com. Talk to y'all on Wednesday.